Well, this morning, in the midst of the circumstances that we find ourselves in, I felt led to take a break from our series that we've been in that's been walking us through the Bible. And I wanted to start a little mini-series to help encourage us through these tough and challenging times. Now, this series, it's a brand new series with new messages, but I am stealing the title of an old series I did back the first year that we planted this church. And let me explain the title of this series. We've all seen those shows where they do crazy stunts or silly, ridiculous things that might be dangerous for the average person. And when you're watching these kinds of shows, they usually put up a disclaimer on the screen, and it says something like, "Warning, don't try this at home," right? "Warning, do not try this at home." I'm guessing all of you know what I'm talking about. I'm guessing that you've seen those disclaimers. But the title of my series is actually opposite of that disclaimer. The title of my series is this: "Warning, do try this at home." And let me explain what this series is all about. You see, that there are many different things that we do here at the church every single week. When we gather together, we pray, we read the Bible, we worship the Lord, we give, we do all these different things. But how many of us are doing those things outside of church? How many of us are doing those things outside of Sunday mornings? And now, especially since we can't gather together in the building each week, you know, it's real easy to not do any of these things at all. But in the midst of these times, in the midst of these challenges and difficulties that we're facing in our world, it's more important than ever that we're actually doing these things at home, that we're doing these things on a regular basis, that we're reading the Word, that we're taking time to pray, that we're taking time to worship the Lord, allowing Him to be our strength and our comfort. And so this week, we're going to look at the reality that we need to be reading our Bibles. It's one of those things that we do need to try at home. And the fact is, it's not just try. We need to make it a priority in our lives. And so if you have your Bibles this morning, you can open them up to Philippians chapter 4. That's where I'm going to be reading for. If you don't have your Bibles, that's fine. We'll put it down on the screen here below me. But as the Lord was stirring some thoughts and ideas about this series, and really about this message in particular, I was thinking about how easy it is right now to get consumed with all the news and information that's coming across our TVs, that's coming across our phones or our Facebook pages or whatever it is. And honestly, a good portion of what we see is, it's so depressing. It's so discouraging. And I know for me, in the first week or two that all this coronavirus stuff hit, I was constantly looking at my phone, looking at the latest updates. And all that this does for many of us is it causes more confusion. It brings more fear into our lives. And as I was processing this and thinking about a better way that we could be spending our time, God led me to the verse that I want to share with you this morning. It's found in Philippians 4. Verse 8. Now, many people are probably familiar with this scripture. Maybe you've heard it at some time or heard somebody say it. It's actually verses 6 and 7, the verses before that get a little bit more attention. I actually shared them in one of my early devotions that I did when we first found out that we couldn't gather anymore. Let me read those to you first. Verses 6 and 7 say this: "Do not be anxious about anything. But in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus." These are some amazing and powerful scriptures that we should really be following in the midst of these times. And we'll probably get into these a little deeper when we get into the prayer part of this series. But as I was praying about this and the importance of spending time in God's Word, he led me to that next verse, to verse 8. And so I want you to listen to what it says in Philippians 4:8. It says this, "Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things." You see, it's so easy right now in the midst of all that we're dealing with to focus on the negative things, to focus on all this negative stuff that's happening throughout our world. And this is why one of the things that we should be doing at home is opening up our Bibles, reading the Word. Because what other tool have we been given that has more truth? What is more noble or more right? What is more pure, more lovely? What is more admirable? What is more excellent or praiseworthy than the living, breathing, life-giving Word of God? The Bible is a powerful tool that God has given to all of us. And Jesus himself, he knew and understood the importance of God's Word. He knew the importance of knowing its truth. As he was praying to God the Father the night before he was crucified, we're told that he prayed this in John 17:17. He said, "Sanctify them in the truth. Your word is truth." These are the words of Jesus telling us that the word of God is truth. And it's one of the places that we should be going to. It's one of the places that we should be turning to in the midst of the challenges that we're facing today. It's something we should be turning to every day of our life. It's kind of funny. We're taking a break from our series titled The Bible, A True Story, to speak about the fact that we need to be reading the Bible. But if you've been with us through this series, you know how encouraging and how life-giving walking through the Bible has been. It's a powerful tool that God has given each one of us to encourage us and to guide us through this crazy journey known as life. And I don't know about you, but I think we could all use some guidance. We could all use some direction right now in the midst of the world that we find ourselves in. And in 2 Timothy 3, verses 16 and 17, Paul gives us some direction. Paul tells us how important and useful the Bible is. He says this to us in these scriptures. He says, "All scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness, so that the man of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work." In this scripture, Paul points out three things that the Bible does for us. He says it teaches, it rebukes, and it corrects and trains in righteousness. And I love the way Pastor Ron Mell once put it at a youth pastor's conference that I attended. He said it this way. He said, "It tells us what to do." That's the teaching. "It tells us what not to do." That's the rebuking. And then he says, "It tells us what to do when we didn't do what we should have done in the first place." I love how he put it. You see, the truth is, many of us are wondering, what are we supposed to do? How do we move forward right now in the midst of these challenging times? Or maybe, what shouldn't we be doing, right? How shouldn't we be responding right now in these times? And this book right here, God's Word, it should be our guide. We should allow it to direct us. It should be our compass that guides us through this thing called life. It should be where we turn to when we're seeking and we're needing truth. Because I can tell you right now, Fox and CNN and any of the news channels, they aren't the place where we should be going for truth. The Word of God, this is truth. It's where we should be turning, because it's really what our lives should be lined up against. Are we walking in truth? And maybe more importantly, are we able to identify His truth. If we're not reading the Bible, if we're not taking time to let the words from here sink into our hearts right here, then how do we expect to know the truth that Jesus was talking about in John chapter 17? The fact is, many people, they look at the Bible as just a giant rule book full of rules and regulations that make Christians' lives miserable, that really keep us from having fun like the rest of the world. But this is why we need to be doing this at home. This is why we need to be reading God's Word, because the Bible has so much more than what the world thinks or says that it does. Hebrews 4:12 tells us this about the Bible. It says, "For the Word of God is living and active, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing to the division of soul and spirit, of joints and of marrow, and discerning the thoughts and intentions of the heart." You see, the Bible isn't just a bunch of rules and regulations, and it isn't just a nice piece of ancient literature. It's the Word of God, and it's living and active, meaning that when we take time to actually open it, when we take time to actually read through the Scriptures, it speaks to our souls. It reveals the true character and love of our God, the Creator of all things. But in order for us to experience this life that these passages breathe, we have to open it up, and we have to allow it to penetrate our hearts and our souls. And that needs to happen more than just on Sunday mornings. As I was preparing this message, I came across a funny illustration. Let me read it to you. It said this: a young man was in his freshman year at college and was in need of some money. He wrote his mother and asked her to send some money immediately. Soon after, he got a package in the mail. It was a Bible. On the top of the Bible, there was a letter that said, "Son, I love you. I know you're going through difficult times, so I encourage you to pray and read your Bible." The young man was angry and frustrated with his mom, so he got on the phone and he called her immediately. "Mom, I appreciate the Bible, but what I need right now is money." She told him over the phone, "Son, I know what you need, so I'm telling you to pray and read your Bible." Well, this upset the young man even more, and he hung the phone up on his mom. He then wrote a letter: "Mom, I know you believe that God is the answer to my problems, but I don't need a Bible. I need some money. So could you please just send me some money?" He quickly got a letter back from his mom that said, "Son, God is the answer to all your problems. And so I encourage you to pray and read your Bible." He was so irritated at his mother that he did the opposite. He threw the Bible in his desk drawer, and he refused to pray or read it. When he finally came home for the summer, his mother was there at the airport to meet him. He could hardly speak to her. "Mom, you let me down. I needed your help, and you failed me." She said, "What do you mean, son? I called you, I wrote you, I begged you for money, and every time you gave me that same old line to pray and read my Bible." "Well, did you pray and read your Bible?" she asked. "Yes, Mom, I prayed and read my Bible, and nothing happened." "Well, did you bring your Bible with you?" "Yes," he replied. Well, let me see it." He reached into his bag and handed her the Bible. "Now, let me ask you one more time, son. Did you really pray and read your Bible?" "Yes, Mom, I told you. I prayed and I read my Bible." "No, you didn't," she replied. She then opened the Bible, and on numerous pages within the text, there were $100 bills taped there. If the boy would have just read his Bible, he would have understood that the thing he was looking for was right there in the middle of the text. And the fact is, the answers and the encouragement that we're looking for right now, that they're in the midst of these pages. It's right here in the middle of the text. It's in these pages that God speaks to our hearts and to our souls, revealing the goodness of who He is and reminding us that He's with us every single step of the way. We live in a fallen, broken world, which means we're going to experience pain. We're going to experience heartache and tragedies at times throughout our lives. But this book, it's God's word to us. It's His promises to us. His promise to be our strength. His promise to be our comfort. His promise to guide and direct us through the difficult journey known as life. And it's why we need to be reading it. It's why we need to be doing this in our homes, wherever we're at. And not just during the pandemic. It's real easy for us to remember how much we need God when our world is crumbling around us. But it's another thing to remember how much we need God once things get back to normal, whatever normal might be for us heading forward. Because like I said earlier, it's not just something we should try at home. It really should be a priority in our lives. And it doesn't have to be complicated. There are all sorts of apps. There are all sorts of tools out there to help you spend time in God's Word. Find something that works for you. And let me encourage you, start small. Sometimes we're like, oh, I'm going to read. And we just start reading and then we give it up. Start small. Even if it's just reading a few verses a day. But let those verses, let those words be living and active. Let them speak into your life and encourage you. Because I guarantee if you take time to really look at the scriptures, to really look at the words that Jesus spoke, to look at what God has given us, that God is going to meet you where you are at. And He's going to speak to you in the midst of whatever you are dealing with. Because He loves us and He wants to use His word to ultimately transform us from the inside out. Amen. Will you pray with me? Heavenly Father, we thank You for Your word. We thank You for, Lord, the fact that You gave us Your word to guide us, to direct us, to encourage us, to speak love to us, to show us who You are, to show us how much You care for each of us. And I pray that You would help us to take time to dive into Your word, to let Your word be life to us, Lord Jesus, to not allow the lies of the enemy, the lies of the world that say it's just a bunch of rules and regulations, to not allow those things to keep us from really opening up Your word and allowing the pages to speak to our hearts, Lord. It's living and active. You are alive and You speak to us through Your word. And so, Lord, we thank You for this morning. We thank You for Your word. We thank You for what You are teaching us in these times, Lord, especially in these times. We need You. We need to hear Your voice. We need Your guidance and direction. And one of the ways we receive it is through Your word. And so I just pray that You speak to each of us where we're at this morning. Allow us to receive what You want to speak to us through this word. That we would be changed today because of the things that You have spoken into our life. That we would be encouraged to dive into the Word, to take some time to read the Scriptures, and let it be life-giving to all of us. We thank You for these things. We give You this day. We give You this Word. We give You all that we are. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.